Have you heard any of the side effects that you're aware of, those that may be affecting yourself or someone you know, someone who's on medication for ADHD? All right, we talked about nausea. We've talked about loss of appetite. And again, now, notice that the focus is steps that we can take to kind of reduce the impact or the severity of these side effects. How about headaches? You might get them after you take your medication, particularly if you take the medication on an empty stomach or if you're dehydrated. Sometimes they come on as the medicine wears off. Your doctor may be able to help by tweaking when you take your drug. Now, so again, that kind of takes us back to the loss of appetite, nausea solutions. If indeed the headache comes partly or solely as a result of taking the medication on an empty stomach, another reason that we should go ahead, you really need to go ahead, bite the bullet, take that medication with food. Make sure that you're keeping your body replenished with food, not overeating, but not taking that medication on an empty stomach, but also making sure you're getting enough fluids, especially that good old H2O. Yeah, drinking that water throughout the day so that your body has enough fluid, your body has enough food. And sometimes, and I know a lot of people have noticed this, sometimes even if you're not on medication, but you go too long without eating, you can get a headache. So can you imagine if you have a loss of appetite because of the medication, and so you're not really eating as you should, and so you possibly get a headache, a food deprivation headache, a headache that comes as a result of not eating enough. And then the medication itself can possibly cause a headache if you eat it on an or take the medication on an empty stomach. Another double whammy. So go ahead and make sure you're keeping enough fluids in your body and enough food in your body. But also, feel free. Talk with your doctor about what's going on. But I would say first things first, make sure now that you know that food deprivation and liquid deprivation, also known as not having enough food in your body, not having enough liquid in your body, can cause problems. Start there. And if after you've been keeping your body hydrated, keeping your body fed, you're still having the headaches, okay, then you may want to talk with your doctor. How about dry mouth? Here we go again. Drink plenty of fluids. You know, for most people, and I mean people who are the healthiest, have no health issues. A lot of the experts recommend as few as 5 8-ounce cups of water per day. Some as many as 8 8-ounce cups of water per day. So make sure that you're getting enough. You know, we all need to be drinking enough fluids to keep our bodies well hydrated. You're really going to have to be on the lookout if you're taking medications that can cause symptoms such as dry mouth. So one of the recommendations they recommend, of course, is drink plenty of fluids. But also they recommend that you use lozenges to keep your mouth moist. Don't have to be necessarily medicated lozenges either. There's some pretty good tasting lozenges out there too. Been a long time since I've had any, but I do remember some pretty good tasting lozenges out there when I did eat them from time to time. So consider that. Maybe even make a game of it. You know, experiment and try to discover what are your 3 favorite flavors of lozenges and keep some with you. How about this one? This can get really, really serious, especially for people who drive. Dizziness. Sometimes dizzy spells can be a sign that you're taking too much medication. Check with your doctor. He or she may also want to check your blood pressure. Sometimes dizzy spells can be caused by blood pressure, which could possibly be caused by something other than your medication. But it could be that you're taking too much medication. So again, talk with your doctor and let him or her help you work through that. Moodiness. Some people find that their medications make them tense and cranky. Definitely have heard some of the stories of people who are on medications for any number of emotional issues, mental issues, and the medications did affect their mood in some negative ways. Well, like most ADHD drug side effects, if, you know, becoming tense and cranky is something that happens as a result of the medication you're taking for your ADHD, that may fade in time. But if your moodiness is bothering you, ask your doctor about adjusting the dose or changing your medication. Again, trial and error. And ladies and gentlemen, we might as well just face that. Some of this is going to be about trial and error. The good news is there is something to try. You know, isn't it great to know, and this is just another perspective, that there's not just one medication for ADHD. And so if you're having problems with side effects of your medicine, you just have to live with the side effects or not take the medication at all. I think it's a pretty good deal, or at least a better deal, that there are options even when it comes to medications. And so if something's not working well or is causing more problems than you really want to deal with, talk with your doctor about the possibility of trying something else. How about having trouble sleeping? Some ADHD medications can rev you up, because remember now, a lot of them are stimulants. And so, and I know that might sound real strange, a person is having problems with hyperactivity disorder, and you're giving them a medication that can rev them up. So often, a lot of the health professions will tell you it does work. Here's the thing. If your medication revs you up and makes it hard to fall asleep at night, try taking your medication earlier in the day so that it is worn off long before bedtime. And if you're on a long-acting stimulant, you could ask your doctor about trying a short-acting stimulant so that the effects will fade more quickly. Caffeine is likely to make it harder to sleep. So either limit your coffee, your tea, your sodas, or cut them out completely. Again, you may want to do some trial and error here. And then we're not talking about caffeine as medicine. People just like drinking coffee. People like drinking tea, drinking sodas. So experiment. See if drinking anything with caffeine in it, no closer than 2 hours before your bedtime, helps you get to sleep a little more quickly. If that doesn't work, try drinking stuff with caffeine in it, even if it's decaffeinated, which means it has a lesser amount of caffeine than that which is not decaffeinated. But it doesn't mean it has no caffeine. Usually, decaffeinated means some of the caffeine has been removed so that you don't have the full force of the caffeine content. So try drinking your caffeine no closer than 3 hours before time to go to sleep. If that doesn't work, try 4 hours. If that doesn't work, maybe try making sure that you're not consuming caffeine every day. Still, keep it that last cup several hours away from bedtime, but also reduce the number of times per week, the number of days per week that you consume the caffeine. If that's still not working, you've gone from 5 days per week drinking caffeine to 3 days per week drinking caffeine, or 2 days per week drinking caffeine, still not working, you may need to talk with your doctor. You may go ahead and just cut it out. Completely cut out caffeine. There are sodas that have no caffeine. They're caffeine free. And that's what you want to look for, caffeine free. Decaffeinated, again, generally means some of the caffeine has been removed, but there's some still there. Caffeine free is what you want. There are a number of sodas that have no caffeine in them. There are a number of teas that have no caffeine in them. I got to be honest with you. I don't know about coffee. I'm not saying there is no coffee that has no caffeine. I'm saying I don't know. There may be. I just don't know. I know there's decaffeinated coffee. I don't know if there's caffeine-free coffee. But if trying the reduction method, the reduction process doesn't work for you, then you may want to just cut the caffeine out completely. Turn off your TV. You know, we talked about that technology before, right? And how it can make it difficult to get to sleep. Turn off your TV. Turn off your computers. Turn off the phones. Roughly an hour before going to bed. And practice calming habits instead. Some of those relaxation methods that we've talked about. Deep breathing. The muscle tensing and relaxation exercises, etc. Try that. See if that'll help you get to sleep better. What about tics? Tics and ADHD? Yep, let's talk about that in just a few.